Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Open up the cages, let all the dogs out.
Time for Warren Eckstein to protect the lives and the well-being of your pet. Great instincts. Warren has superb instincts when it comes to your pet. So if you have a problem, this is the man to listen to. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program every weekend. And he's here every day with his tips. And then he has an overview for conversational purposes of some important news from the world of pets and animals. We get to what the bottom line is, what he thinks of the Cincinnati situation in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Should a kid's allowance be based on their helping out around the house? Should kids have to do chores to earn an allowance? Here's the developmental science of it. Some experts say this is the wrong idea because family responsibility shouldn't have a price. But the majority of experts, me included, and 88% of parents believe that tying allowance to chores just makes good sense. When you do what you're told, you're rewarded. If the allowance is not tied to some behavior and money is given for no reason, then no work ethic is taught. So what's the cheap psychological trick? There's absolutely nothing wrong with giving your child a surprise buck or dollar or two. But question, would you get a paycheck if you didn't do your job? Well, that's the point I'm trying to make. Work hard, be rewarded. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Fresh Food Finder locates farmers markets near your current location. But what good is it without days of the week and hours of operation? Come on, Fresh Food Finder. Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely f***ed up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging.
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
All right, Warren Eckstein with us at 56 past the hour on Good Day. There's a farm that I read about in South Korea where the owners are raising dogs and bringing them to this country. Some of them, listen to this. I'm so astounded when I read this. In Korea, they eat dogs. The dogs that they don't feel are good enough to eat, they're shipping to America. They have a slaughterhouse for dogs.
I'm going to be actually interviewing an Asian man coming up in a few weeks on my podcast that is one of the few and one of the best known in terms of going to China, Korea, and other places like that and trying to end the dog meat markets. So it's going to be an interesting conversation because it's been going on for years. And I think just in the last year or so, people in this country are starting to be aware of the meat trade of dogs that take place in Asia.
Mm. You want to really get sick, or shall I stop where I am? I'm just looking at this. They raise dogs, they cook them in cabbage, and they just like bringing cows around.
That Yulin dog festival, the festival they call it, where they skin them alive for fun in China, it has drawn a lot of international ire. And Warren's absolutely right. This was something we didn't even know about a few years ago.
Warren, why is it that dog became man's best friend? Why aren't lizards or cows or goats man's best friend? How is it dog became
man's best friend? Because dogs are smarter. They're cuter and they're smarter.
Dogs are smarter.
The bottom line is that years ago, if we take the fact that dogs are pack animals originating from wolves and hyenas, the bottom line is it's much easier for a pack animal to adjust to living with another species. So what happened was is early on when caveman would hunt, the dog would help, would share some of the meat, and gradually they got closer and closer, and man decided, well, dogs can do this, let me breed this and this and this. So the bottom line, it's that pack mentality that I think really made the relationship between dogs and people as strong as it is.
So is that why we eat chickens and cows and not dogs?
Yeah, chickens don't have packs. There's no leader of the pack when it comes to chickens. although I don't eat chickens and dogs or any
the
of
leader
those.
Of the cluck.
There you go.
There's a mayoral candidate in Rome suggesting that They use a half a million cats. They import a half a million cats because the rat problem is so bad in Rome. Mm-hmm. Bring in a half a million cats.
Great idea. Get them out of the shelters. Let them loose on the streets. Spay and neuter them. Vaccinate them and let them take care of the rat problem themselves.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish I could have made this a little more uplifting.
I started to smile, but
I know you did. More next time to the Pet Show on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.